A. Sleep and dementia. Researchers in France have been studying possible causes of dementia, a condition in which a person experiences a severe loss of cognitive function. They investigated whether the amount of sleep a person gets in middle age plays a role in the development of the condition. Using self-reported sleep data from a large-scale lifestyle survey, the researchers looked at 8,000 participants who had been research subjects since 1985. The team found that, compared to participants who reported sleeping 7 hours per night in their 50s and 60s, those who regularly got 6 hours of sleep or less per night were 30% more likely to develop dementia in later decades. While this finding suggests that insufficient sleep could be a contributing factor in the development of dementia, it is not conclusive. It could be that lack of sleep in middle age is actually an early symptom of dementia rather than a cause. However, a neurologist who commented on the study thinks this is probably not the case, as the poor sleeping habits arose such a long time before any of the subjects were diagnosed with dementia. Additionally, she points out that the first biological change that leads to dementia, the build-up of certain proteins in the brain, typically does not begin that early on.
Questions. Number 11. What is one thing the researchers in France examined? Number 12. What does the neurologist believe?
B. Soybeans in the United States. Vegetarian products made with soybeans are commonplace on American supermarket shelves today. But surprisingly, efforts to introduce such products started over a century ago. In 1917, the U.S. government commissioned Yamei Qin, a Chinese-born American scientist, to go to China. Her mission was to research soybeans as a substitute for meat products to address wartime food shortages. Qin had been promoting soy products because their production was far less resource-intensive than that of meat. Upon her return, she experimented with processing methods, knowing that to be successful in the U.S., not only did soy products need to taste good, but they also had to look appealing. Other scientists were impressed with the range of foods that Qin produced from soybeans. In some instances, they could not distinguish soy products from meat. However, when wartime scarcities ended, so did interest in soybeans, meaning that Qin would not live to see soy products take hold among the U.S. public. Nevertheless, the agriculture industry adopted soybeans for use as food for livestock and as a source of oil. Later, in the 1960s and 70s, American fascination with Eastern spiritual practices and increasing interest in healthy eating finally led to soy products becoming available in American supermarkets.
Questions. Number 13. Why was the U.S. government interested in soybeans in 1917? Number 14. What helped soy products to become popular with the American public?